Se acerca el Festival Roxy y tenemos el gusto de conversar vía telefónica con Hiromi, quien junto con The Trio Project estará pisando el escenario de Roxy Fest. Hiromi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Where are you right now?
Los Angeles.
Oh, cool. Hiromi, you have been in Mexico before, right?
Yes.
How was your experience playing here in Mexico?
I always love going there. People are so energetic and very, you know, open for music and musical communication. So I always enjoy that.
Well, Hiromi, please tell us, how did you start playing the piano?
I started playing the piano when I was 6 years old. And my first piano teacher happened to be a big jazz fan. And she had me listen to, you know, many LPs. So that's how I got into jazz when I was 8.
How did you decide to move to the United States to follow your studies?
Well, you know, when I was little, most of the music that I was listening to were coming from the States, and I always, you know, I always wanted to go there, and I just felt that when I was 20, that was the right time to, you know. That's how I went there, and, you know, it's one of the greatest time to meet musicians from all over the world, you know, the time in Berg.
So, Hiromi, you start playing since you was a child, but you released your first album in 23, right? Another Mind? How do you start in the music industry?
Well, the person who opened my career is the pianist Ahmad Jamal. He's been very encouraging and supportive for my career, and, you know, he hooked me up with a record company, and, you know, I always feel like without him I'm not standing on any stage. You know, he really gave me a chance to really break through, you know, break into this market. So it's amazing. What happened? I've done 10 albums in the past. Yes, Another Mind, Brain, Spiral, Time Control, Beyond Standard, Place to Be, Voice, Move, Alive, Spark.
And your follow albums, your albums on this decade, is under the Trio Project name, right?
Yes, the most recent four albums are under the Trio Project.
How different is the sound in these two decades, in your solo albums and in your The Trio Project albums?
Well, you know, music changes when you play with different musicians, and, you know, The Trio Project has been played with, you know, Simon Phillips and Anthony Jackson, and it's, you know, they're very special musicians, and, you know, we played many, many shows together, and more we played, you know, more we understand each other, and it's been great musical journey.
And Hiromi, how do you first met Anthony Jackson and Simon Phillips?
Well, they're very special musicians who always look for something new and never stop discovering, you know, new sides of themselves. And always just, you know, looking for musical adventure.
And what do you enjoy the most with Anthony and Simon? To be in recording in the studio or playing in front of the live audience?
Both, you know, just making music together, you know, cooking music together.
Hiromi, what did you think when you received the invitation to play in Roxy Festival here in Guadalajara?
I was very excited to play in such a festival, and, you know, whole festival is a great way to meet new audience, so I'm very looking forward to meet somebody who never experienced my music yet.
It's one of the greatest things about Roxy Fest that can include a lot of music, not only rock music, or not only the bands from the United States or from the UK, but music from all over the world.
Yes, it's great. You know, I'm very looking forward to go there.
So, Hiromi, you released the album Sparks last year?
Mm-hmm, yes.
We can find all your music on Spotify or Apple Music?
I never tried to find on Spotify or Apple Music. I know it's on iTunes.
But do you like to have your music in these platforms?
I think that's how younger people listen to music these days. I personally don't, but, you know, as long as they can listen to it, it's okay.
Well, Hiromi, thank you so much for this interview. Looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara.
Okay, thank you so much.